Hello and welcome to episode 2 of the Wrestling Enthusiast Podcast. My name is Christian Buckley. With me are my co-hosts Matt Ruggiero and Matt Cummings. For tonight's episode, we're going to be covering Monday Night Raw from the week of February 8th, NXT TakeOver Rival, and continue with our coverage to the road to WrestleMania, as well as talk about...
On the road to Fastlane.
On the road to Fastlane.
There's multiple sets of roads. It's like interchanging.
So how are you guys doing right now?
I'm all right. I'm doing pretty good. I really enjoyed TakeOver Rival, and I really hated Monday Night Raw. So let's talk about Monday Night Raw. Monday Night Raw kicked off with, I believe, Roman Reigns came out, right?
Yep.
What happened? Roman Reigns came out, and he was very, very upset. No, he wasn't upset. What happened?
No, he was upset.
Oh, he was?
I remember he came out, and he was bitching about the whole thing. It was basically a repeat of the week before, minus the Authority. He's saying, like, I earned this. Said, he's like, why are you guys against me? I know, I earned this. My family.
Yeah, he went on about his family. That was right.
Yep.
Oh, and how he, and then Jerry Lawler made the reference that he never learned how to swim because his dad threw him in the water. Oh, my God, I hate when they do that. But bringing him up in the Samoan, like, idea is really smart of them. I think that's the one good way they can do it. He got heavy booze.
Thank God.
He got heavy booze. And then it kind of flipped over to a mixed reaction.
Yeah, so he was solo for about, like, what, 5 minutes until Brian came out?
Yeah, I'm surprised they gave him 5 minutes alone.
Yeah, I know. I didn't...
Hey, it wasn't bad.
I know.
No, it wasn't. Because he's been in the middle lately, which is better, where he belongs. If he's going to be the face of the company, keep him in the middle. Don't keep him, which is what they're doing.
Right, and I said this before, I hate Reigns, but... On Monday Night Raw this week, I didn't hate him as much as I normally do.
No, I didn't either. Yeah, you remember you telling me that. Like you didn't really like him as much.
Yeah, but he wasn't being that annoying, and he was talking okay.
Yeah. So Daniel Bryan comes out, tells Reigns to take it easy. He's out here to thank him for spearing Big Show and helping him out last week. Bryan says some funny stuff. He talks about how he's, like, bigger than him. He's like, looks... We're even, and I thought that was funny. And then he went on straight up said, I'm a better wrestler than you. And that was cool because Daniel Bryan is a better wrestler. And so then, yeah, after that, Triple H comes out, Stephanie McMahon, Big Show Kane, and Squad. And they plug the network talking about how Fastlane will be free and says that he will confront Sting later tonight, which was really, really cool. They did a good job with that.
Yeah, even if it was fake Sting, it's okay.
As long as they don't waste his appearance,
I don't think that wastes an appearance, right?
I don't think it did either, because, I mean, I think if it's Sting, it has to actually be Sting to count as an appearance.
Exactly, he didn't do
anything. It wasn't an appearance. It was a smart way to keep...
Yeah, it was
the feel of Sting in the ring, but it wasn't supposed to be Sting, I guess.
No,
like they had multiple Stings. No, I know there was some confusion. People asked me, and they were like, "Oh, was it Sting?" I was like, "No, it's supposed to be like you know how like in like horror movies like you see multiple versions
pop
up everywhere and stuff." It was like
WWE. So I think it was just meant to get in the head of Triple H.
Yeah, kind of spook him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So then they came out, and then they set up a tag team of Ryan Reigns versus Big Show and Kane, and that match was, what do you guys think of it?
Which one? The Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, Kane?
Yeah,
I liked it. It was pretty slow because, you know, it's a Big Show and Kane match. Yeah. But the end was not a disqualify, by the way. It was not a disqualification. When you throw someone over the barricade, was not a disqualification. He didn't get hit with anything. Even like if you throw someone into like a steel steps or like the steel chair
that's
on the side, it's not a disqualification because you didn't hit them with it. So I don't know what did he do. He threw him over the barricade and they're refereeing the bell, right?
I'm looking at it right now. Show pulls Bryan out of the ring and whips him into the timekeeper area, and the ref rings the bell as Reigns runs over to attack him.
Yeah, it was stupid. That's not a disqualification. They always do that once in a while. They don't really know what's. It's very lazy story writing, in my opinion. Like, come up with something a little more creative, because there's always going to be those people that are going to call you out, like me, saying it's not a disqualification, because it's not. It's just not how wrestling has been. When you get disqualified, it's because you get hit with something. WWE 2K15 shows that.
I also liked Bryan and Reigns together. I thought they did a good job working together just because of, like, one has the charisma, the other one has, like, strength.
They worked well as a tag team, yeah, which is what you'll see this tonight on SmackDown. They'll work well as a team on Tag Team Turmoil, which is going to be really cool, so you should give that a look. Then we head over to Seth Rollins versus Ryback. Seth Rollins, that is a story for later in the show.
Oh, God.
Ryback dominates from the go of the show. Seth Rollins gets no offense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And then to finish this one off, J&J Security come in before Ryback hits him with the shell shock. The ref saw it, called the bell. End of two matches. Two matches ending in a DQ in a row, by the way.
I didn't like that.
It's stupid because it's just like it's not getting the authority over well. It's like I know you want to get them over his heels, but, you know, have them win cleanly because no one wants that. We expect if you expect a heel to win, you know it's by like some cheap way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, and then we go to the next match was Brie Bella versus Paige. After a commercial break, Paige is in the ring, bells come out, they recap their little rivalry with the spray painting and stuff. Quick match. Paige hits the rampage, wins, beats was it Brie Bella? Beats Brie Bella.
Yeah.
And I think Nikki Bella kinda got involved a little bit.
Yeah, she hit her with something.
Yeah, she did.
I was only half paying attention.
Nikki Bella jumped on.
Yeah, she got on the apron and Paige knocked her off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paige whips Brie into Nikki. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just your typical Divas match. The heel Diva gets involved, and to keep their rivalry going for their match at Fastlane. Do they have a match at Fastlane, Puck?
Yeah.
Is it Nikki versus Paige?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Cool. Then we go to Rusev and Lana's tribute to John Cena, which is pretty cool. I liked it. I liked when they usually I don't really like when they make like tribute videos and stuff, but that was cool. It kind of showed like the decline of John Cena, which is kind of really what's happening.
Yeah.
Which is I was reading something they said that people are a little like skeptical about that John Cena is getting the whole veteran gimmick now, which is kind of weird, but to see, especially growing up watching John Cena as like the new guy. To see that now, it just kind of shows how long I've been a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
It's really funny to see it because it's like flipping your whole world around. Like, oh,
mm-hmm.
You're so used to John Cena being the head of the show.
It's
like
back.
Scary. It's cool, and it's like, oh my God, wow.
Yeah.
It's cool. We'll just see him back for the U.S. title, too, mm-hmm. which is really awesome. I love that. If he can win the U.S. title at WrestleMania, that's a perfect WrestleMania moment. 11 years later, after beating the Big Show, you beat Rusev. I'm pretty sure Big Show was undefeated then, too. Big Show was undefeated U.S. champion at WrestleMania 20, I think. And John Cena beat him. And then at this year, 31, 11 years later, he beats undefeated Rusev. I'll take that. That's cool. Wins the U.S. title. Add some prestige back to the title.
Bring some meaning back to the title.
Yeah, some title that was held by Jack Swagger and Santino Morello over the course of 8 months. And just had little to no relevance.
Yep.
Dean Ambrose did a good job with it, though.
I mean, he only wrestled like two matches.
He had it for like a year. He defended it like three times.
Did he drop it, too? It was the big Battle Royal, but who knows?
Battle Royal, Sheamus.
That's right.
Yeah, that reminds me. We see a Sheamus promo that Sheamus is coming back. It looks like he's coming back as a heel.
Which I sure hope cool. so.
Yeah, I like heel Sheamus a lot better. Good. He gets over the crowd easier.
So, yeah, Sheamus.
Yeah, Sheamus. We jump to the Sheamus promo. It's a heel promo. It seemed to be a heel promo. It's just, like, very aggressive and very, it seems like, because I know they remember hearing rumors that they wanted to bring Sheamus back as a heel.
Yeah.
But if they do, I want, like, a big match for him. I don't want them to stick him in the Battle Royal and have him win the thing, because he doesn't do it. Yeah, my top picks right now for the Battle Royal winner, Big Show, Dean Ambrose, or Sheamus.
Ryback, I think.
That's what you said last week. Yeah, that's another one, Ryback. I could see that happening. Because they're having him win matches.
Yeah, they had him destroy Rollins. He didn't win, but he beat him up.
He beat Harper 2 weeks ago, too, right?
Yeah.
Harper's not really on the cusp for a main event right now, though. I'm not going to lie. Sad face. Yeah, so we see the Sheamus promo, kind of hints at a heel turn. Hopefully, if not, he can come back and do the same Sheamus. All right, we go to, and then yeah, we finish off the Rusev segment, which we were talking about earlier. Cena comes out, and they brawl. They have like a little brawl on the stage.
I
don't
want to call it a brawl. That's just kind of picking them up and putting them down on the.
They each pick each other up and did the same thing. It was very, very, very awkward. Yeah. Cena gets his eye hurt. I guess they're playing on that gross eye injury he has. I think he hurt it at a live event, and it just does not look well.
I heard it was like he scratched his cornea or something. Is that what happened?
I think that's what they're telling them, like, on the show, but I don't know if that's what happened. It might have happened like that. That might have been what happened. They're just throwing it in a storyline. Might have been pink eye. Who knows? Probably pink eye. And then, so we get that. Cena's hurt. Rusev does his arm thing. Chance and screams. This segment, we jump to commercial break, and then we come back to Ziggler versus Wyatt, part two. And it was a pretty good match. It wasn't as good as the last one. Some highs, some lows. A little slow for a little bit. Big, nice super kick from Ziggler.
And they found a nice something thing that worked, and they just wanted to use it again.
Oh, yeah. Dude. So, like I was saying, it's Randy Orton, Dolph Ziggler for 6 months all over again. And, we get that match. We get Wyatt and Ziggler off and on, back and forth. Both of them had control. Doing a good job keeping Dolph Ziggler relevant in a match that you know Bray Wyatt's going to win because of the obvious hype with The Undertaker match at WrestleMania, which, by the way, side note, Undertaker apparently is doing terrible. He does apparently doesn't look good at all. He apparently is not doing good at all.
Maybe he just went into a depression after last year.
Yeah, it was a great match though. Mm-hmm. I think he signed off on it though. He bummed. I would be bummed though. My big streak ended like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't see anyone else fit for Brock Lesnar to make that. But yeah,
I thought Punk was gonna do it.
I did. I had a cake, dude. I made a cake for when Punk was going to win. I had a cake. It was awesome. That was the worst call to Stop and Shop I ever had to make in my life. So, yeah, we finish up the match. Ziggler gets a clothesline. Ziggler gets hit with a clothesline. Wyatt does his freaky upside-down thing and then hits him with the Sister Abigail. 1-2-3, Wyatt wins. Nice, clean win. Really nice match. Good long match. Not as good as last week's, but still a solid match. These two never, never, ever disappoint.
Yeah.
Matt,
Lesnar.
Talk about the Lesnar thing because I did not see this.
I'll just read off. They talked about Brian Williams for a little bit. I know that.
They made the shot at Brian Williams. I saw that. You know, WWE never ceases to amaze me when it comes to taking shots at people.
Heyman says he stood across from Reigns and pretty much saw him piss himself when he was in front of Lesnar. Brian doesn't even have a chance. He says Brian has pulled off more miracles than anyone, but he's not one to beat the one, and he will spell it out for them. Heyman says it does not matter who actually wins a fast lane because Brock Lesnar is a terrible fate that awaits an opponent, and he will take them down in a hailstorm of fire, and that was it.
Yeah, it was really quick and awkward ending as Brock Lesnar just kind of walked out. I remember seeing that. But they pretty much set up for a triple threat match.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
And I'm cool with it. I like it a lot. I think it's cool.
Yeah, I can see a triple threat match working out for WrestleMania. I mean, it would please the rest of the audience and not piss off a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't piss off everybody. But, I mean, oh, we lost Matt. One sec.
So, no,
yeah.
I'm here. Wait, which
no,
Matt?
I'm Matt.
Okay.
So, no, yeah, like I was saying, I think the triple threat match could work. It would please the majority of the crowd that do want to see Brian face Lesnar. And just throw in Reigns on the side, because, I mean, they got to do it. What do you think about it, Matt?
I like it. I mean, I want to see Brian Lesnar anyway. Mm-hmm. And then Reigns Lesnar in the ring, I would like that too. And then, I mean, mm-hmm. as long as you don't have... as long as you don't have Reigns win, because I don't think he's ready yet, I think it's fine. I'd be okay with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what do we have next? We move on to the was it the Stardust match with Goldust?
Yep, Stardust Goldust versus.
All right, I caught the end of that. So do you want to give a little recap?
Yeah, really, it was just a regular match, and then, what was it? what was he applied some type of headlock, and Kofi did, and then he hit Stardust, and then Goldust tags in Stardust, and then Stardust just walks away and gives the little star symbol to Goldust on the way to the way back, and then Goldust loses with a roll up, and that was pretty much it.
Right.
And then the backstage segment.
Yeah, I'll talk about that. Matt, you have to call back Matt since you're in charge. So we have Cody Rhodes or Stardust in the back talking to Goldust, flipping out on him again, just like last week. Again, WWE repeating something they saw that worked. Building that storyline, I think they're gonna lead up to Goldust retiring. Isn't that what you guys were talking about before?
Yeah, those are the rumors, and then Goldust shot them down, but I do think that he will retire.
I mean, it makes sense, especially because the whole thing, if they're going to split up, I mean, they can't. I don't think they're going to copy the way they're doing it with Diamonds and Mizdow with their other tag team with Stardust and Goldust.
Because they can't, because Goldust is extremely old.
Right,
so
true.
His singles career is pretty much over. Mm-hmm. And then they can continue with Stardust. So I'm guessing Stardust will win when he faces Goldust, whenever it is. If it's not a WrestleMania, then I don't know when it'll be. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I really like the, it's like when Goldust was like, it's not Goldust talking to Stardust, it's Dustin talking to Cody. And apparently Dusty Rhodes is going to be on Raw next week, actually. Mm-hmm. So that should kind of lock in this whole ordeal, set up a rivalry, which I really like. I really didn't think I was going to like a Goldust Stardust rivalry, but I really do like it. Another thing, just real quick, you guys were talking about The Miz. The Miz drew a surprising amount of heat on Raw Monday.
Mm-hmm.
He made a lot of references, but it was like a solid amount of heat. They were really, really, really egging this guy. They were not digging The Miz. And then Sandow didn't get very big of a pop.
Mm-hmm.
But just The Miz was so over because he just kept taking shots, and it was really good. Miz did a good job. Miz has always been pretty good at pissing off a crowd really fast.
Yeah, I know. Well, he's good at playing the douche. Like, did you watch the Sirens episode? Or did you watch
I did.
Yeah. He had a good role. Yeah. It wasn't that big, but I mean,
he was still like a pretty guy. He was like a douche guy, pretty much. Yeah. So then we get to, what was it? Triple H's. Triple H Sting. Triple H comes out, calls out Sting. Christian, if you want to talk about that for a little bit.
Sure. So Triple H goes to the ring. He's calling out Sting in the ring. He's pissed off. And then the lights go out. Promo starts playing on the screen of Sting accepting Triple H's challenge to meet him at WrestleMania and face him. Or Fastlane, sorry. And then we have the spotlight changing around different positions as we see
different
several different things in the arena.
Yes, and it was cool.
Yeah, I liked the concept, but I mean I think the shot they had of Sting facing Triple H in the ring was kind of too obvious, showing that it wasn't Sting.
Yeah, I think it was meant to be unobvious, but I don't know. The way it's described, like when someone talks about what happened, it kind of sounds stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But it was
cool. It looked cool. It was just the
I liked it when Triple H was talking and like the face paint would kind of like appear on Triple H's face.
That was really cool. That was cool.
It was very jokery. It was kind of cool because in TNA Sting had like a Joker gimmick. It was really cool. They kind of changed it up, made him insane, and like he had Joker face paint instead of the face paint he is now.
Yeah, he was a lot more talkative in TNA and had role.
I still haven't heard him speak.
He'll probably talk Sunday. I'd like to see him talk a little bit. But I don't know. They're doing a really good job keeping him off for a while. If they can keep him off for a while and really build the anticipation for Sting, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really good. Good match up next. We get to Sting accepts the challenge, like you said, and that's pretty much it. We'll see at Fastlane. Usos versus Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, really good match, really fast paced match, couple of big spots. But in the end, Jey Uso goes for the top rope splash, and Cesaro shoves him off. Kid covers him. 1, 2, 3. Number one contenders for the tag team titles. I'd really like to see them win the tag team titles.
Yeah, they're a really good team.
But I don't think they're going to win the tag team titles.
I don't think so either. I think they'll win a little bit.
With the Usos, you know what I mean? Like, Ryback's the Usos out, like, battleground for the tag titles, I think. Or it might have been Elimination Chamber, actually. And for the tag titles. And it just kind of reminds me of that kind of rivalry, like a rivalry that you set up that you know you'd look forward to the opposite outcome, but you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was like giving Rybacksel that little push out of nowhere. It was very
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was cool. Like, I liked Rybacksel. I dig Rybacksel's vibe.
Uh-huh.
And they had that little push right there where they were number one contenders for the tag team titles. And they had the WrestleMania match, actually, in the pre-show.
Yep.
All right, and, so moving on. Yeah, moving on after the that match, we had...
Thanks.
Sorry.
So what are you saying?
After that, what do we have next on the lineup?
We had Tyson Kidd beat Sting. No, Tyson Kidd beat Sting. Yo, Sin Cara. Yeah, Sin Cara, Miz Dow. Like I said, Miz drew a surprising amount of heat.
Mm-hmm.
Quick match. Sin Cara 2-0 in the past 2 weeks. Yeah, quick match. That's really it. I don't really have much to talk about it because it's not going anywhere. It just continues Miz Dow feud. Good match going into Mania between them. I really like that they're still, but they're starting building up their rivalry so early. Whereas last year at WrestleMania, they were a little late on their like mid card rivalries, and they kind of lacked mid card rivalry depth. Like the 6-man tag team match between the Shield and
Kane,
what's that?
Ignore it.
So, yeah, that 6-man tag team match was really, really like really quick.
Mm-hmm.
It was built like 2 weeks before. And then, like, a couple years ago, we had the Randy Orton-Kane match. That was hyped up 2 weeks before WrestleMania started.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm really glad that they're starting it, like, 6 weeks in advance. It's, like, it's good. Because it builds up good WrestleMania-quality rivalries. Then we jump out. Oh, Curtis Axel comes out. Starts the Axelmania chant. He thinks it's no longer it's a conspiracy against him now. And that's what he thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And,
then Ambrose runs out.
Yeah, Ambrose comes out. We get a good match, a quick match, not a good match. Quick match between Ambrose and Axel, Dirty Deeds. Ambrose wins 1-2-3, calls out Barrett. Barrett does this stupid BNZ thing. Oh, it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how you guys feel, but it's really, really bad.
Did he do that before?
No.
Is this new?
This is new. It came out late. It was last week at SmackDown, I think, was the first time it actually came.
Okay, because that was very...
It was really... Stupid. It's really cheesy and stupid.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan. Yeah, it was just really... It seemed unprofessional, almost. I mean, not even, like... It just seemed out of place.
Yeah, it's just awkward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we jump into the main event, 2-on-5 handicap match. Good match actually. It started at 10:53 for starters, or like 10:57.
Yeah.
So like you know from that point on, you're like, all right, this Raw's gonna go till 11:06, and it's gonna be quick, and nothing's gonna happen. That's like every main event starts so late, and it's like wicked, wicked. It's getting bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, we get to that quick match overall, pretty good. Pretty good for the like 15 minutes it was given.
Uh-huh.
Then Eric Rowan come out, right? They come out.
Yep, I'm pretty sure.
Setting
up it was coming after Ryback's theme, setting up a 6-man tag team match, basically looking like for Fastlane it's gonna be Rowan Ziggler and Ryback versus Big Show. Was it Big Show, Kane, and Rollins?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, and that's cool that they're keeping Seth Rollins out of the title picture. They're supposed to keep him out of the title picture so that when he cashes in, if it's going to be successfully now, I don't know what's going on with that whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're trying to keep him out of the main event, so when he cashes in, it's more shocking.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're looking at right now. But yeah, it ends, I think, what was it? They go. Brian and Reigns go face to face after the match. He tells Roman Reigns walks away. Says, "Don't walk away from me." Daniel Bryan
pushes him.
Yeah, and then I saw an article that was like Daniel Bryan's the heel in this situation.
He kind of got booed.
Yeah, there's no heel in this situation yet. As far as I'm concerned, this is still a face on face rivalry, which I really like. Face rivalries, they're really good.
I think they're trying to set up Reigns as a heel, though.
I would like it to be that way because that's the best way to make him a big face. Mm-hmm. Triple H, prime example, they're identical. Lacked mic skills, and it was just, it wasn't good. But Triple H was a wicked good heel in the 90s, so that when his career was to the point where he was able to main event WrestleMania 24 against John Cena and Randy Orton in that triple threat match, it was big, it was exciting. Triple H was the cool guy. Mm-hmm. But like most of his career, he was a bad guy. And that's the way you got to set it up, in my opinion, with Roman Reigns. Like, with Daniel Bryan, you don't have to do that. Daniel Bryan was a bad guy. He was a heel at one point.
Yep.
But it's just, it makes sense to have Roman Reigns go into this feud, if it's a triple threat match, as a heel. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do one-on-one, keep the Reigns-Lesnar thing, I still don't know what they're going to do. But if they do, I think keeping Roman Reigns in the middle is kind of what you have to do.
Right. Well, you sent us that the article that the WWE, and I think it was just Vince McMahon, actually, he sent out a poll to see what people's opinion was on the...
86% of the people said that they wanted Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, they want Bryan Lesnar over Reigns Lesnar.
Yeah, 86%, and then you try to tell me you're listening to your fans? Like, come on, dude. Come on. Like, I know he doesn't see Daniel Bryan as a top-tier main eventer, because he doesn't have the look.
He doesn't, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Which, I mean, yeah,
which
I don't
we
know.
Also discussed last week on our first episode of this podcast. Check it out. Check it on iTunes.
We did check that out on iTunes. It's pretty damn good. So, yeah, they get in each other's face, and they're talking, and then Daniel Bryan shoves Reigns. Reigns bounces off the rope for, like, an awkward sideways spear.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy boos. Heavy, heavy, heavy boos. For Reigns, which is cool because it's like I said, they're keeping him in the middle for now, but it looks like they're leaning towards a heel Reigns, especially if you check out SmackDown tonight. There's probably going to be a little more tension between them in the match, but that's what it looks like they're leaning after as of right now.
All right.
Yeah, so that's how we end off Raw. Check out SmackDown tonight on Sci-Fi 8:00. See what goes on. Let us know what you think. So then we jump to last night, Matt, NXT pay-per-view thoughts.
Well, like every NXT pay-per-view, amazing.
It was amazing, exactly. Hideo Itami and Tyler Breeze kick off the show. Fantastic match. Quicker match, but a good match. Kenta's lacking that charisma that he needs, but, you know, I think you got to learn English first before you can get a little charisma.
Yeah.
So, but I think he's going to get there. I really do think Kenta has some – they love him. Hideo Itami. And I think they got the Hideo chance. Hideo. And it's really cool. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what he can do as he gains a little more learning of the English language and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then we jump to the tag team match. Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy battle Casalito and Sin Cara.
Little Sin Cara, yeah.
Little Sin Cara and Sin Cara. Good match. Quick match. Well, actually, it was a fairly lengthy match. Not too long, but... just exactly what you expect from both of them. All four of them, good competitors.
Yep.
Good tag team match. Both good chemistry on both sides. I really like Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy as tag team champions. I don't know them very well, but from what I've seen in their matches, it seems like they got a good vibe together. They kind of like they click. It's like a Motor City Machine Guns kind of vibe, and I really like it. So yeah, we get to Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin, I love him. And yep. you know what I like most about him? He's a homegrown guy. And that's what WWE and Vince McMahon and Triple H like the most. Guys that they take from like a college football team. They don't take them from another wrestling company.
Yeah, yeah.
And they make them into something else. Because that's what Baron Corbin is. He's homegrown. He's not a big indie guy at all by any means. He battles Bull Dempsey, no disqualification match. Bull Dempsey takes most of the match. But in the end, Baron Corbin hits his end of days finisher. Really, really quick match, but get Baron Corbin over as that tough heel, show that he can take a beating rather than just give beatings. So it was pretty good. Next was Finn Balor. Yeah, the Fatal Four Ways. Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Bayley for the women's championship. Damn good match. It was wicked good. There was even a This Is Wrestling chant at one point. Damn good match. Hats off to Sasha Banks. Cool ending. I liked it that they shook hands and still pushed each other and showed that little respect yet disrespect. It was cool. And I'm looking forward to seeing Charlotte move up to the main roster because she can add that little more depth to the Divas division that it really, really, really needs.
Bella and Bella are not the answer right now.
Yeah, it's not. It really isn't.
Yes, last week they called them the face of the Divas division. And I was like, what? Does it have a face?
It's got Paige.
It is Paige, yeah, but I'd say AJ Lee is probably the
face. Well, yeah, but she gone.
Face of the Divas division.
Who was, or like, what do you mean?
Like, overall.
Right now?
No, overall, like from like 2000 on.
Trish Stratus.
Yeah, Trish Stratus. For some reason, I was thinking Michelle McCool. I don't know why I didn't think Trish Stratus. But yeah, Trish Stratus, definitely, hands down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't create another Trish Stratus. You can't. As much as WWE's going to try. They've had some good with, I liked Lay Cool real quick.
Yeah, Michelle McCool wasn't bad.
I liked Layla and Michelle McCool together.
Yeah.
They split the title in half. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
They trained Caval, low key, or whatever Caval you want to call him. He won NXT season 2. I don't think you were around for that, Matt.
No, I don't think I was.
Yeah, because I asked you about low key or Caval, and you were like, who? And I thought I died. I was like, lol. So yeah, we get to that. We get to the main event. No, we don't get to the main event yet. We get to the stellar, amazing, beautiful match that just makes you want to love wrestling and hold it and never let go between Finn Balor and Adrian Neville, number one contenders match for the NXT title. Quick match, amazing spots. Just Finn Balor really took a beating, you could tell. But in the end, he got that that double leg jump onto the stomach of Neville and pinned him 1-2-3. Amazing. Such a good match.
I'm pretty sure that's the end of Neville and NXT for now.
He's going to get called up to that Vince McMahon's little Mighty Mouse character.
I really hope not.
Mighty Mouse hasn't been a thing for years. I don't know what he's insane. Like, that's such a bad idea. Like, you're going to try to make him stronger than he looks? What are you going to do?
Yeah, keep it. I don't know why they would change people from NXT.
Exactly. It's successful. You're bringing him up for a reason.
Exactly.
He's got over well. You're bringing him up for – you gave him the title for a reason. Don't twerk it a little bit. Yeah. They did it with the Ascension, and it's not working.
No, not at all.
Not getting over. The Ascension was cool the way they are. Don't let them talk. They didn't talk very much in NXT, but now they're giving off these cheap, old-school promos that are just not working. It's not getting over. The Ascension isn't getting over at all. I like the face paint, but sometimes I don't like the face paint. Do it once in a while. It gets old. It gets stupid. I know you're trying to make an old-school vibe out of them, but just like, kind of keep it the same.
Yeah.
Don't. Bottom line, don't change your character if it's working. I know Vince McMahon wants to add that little McMahon touch to the WWE character, but not everything has to be, like, you know, like, it needs to be changed. So, yeah, stellar match. Hats off to both Finn Balor and Adrian Neville. What?
Speaking of, this is kind of off topic, but since you were just bringing up Vince McMahon and his out-of-touchness, can we just talk about the Flintstones DVD real quick?
I thought that was hilarious.
The WWE Flintstone cartoon.
Who watched it? They did with Scooby-Doo a couple years, months
ago. That makes more sense, though, because people still watch Scooby-Doo, but the Flintstones, no, it doesn't exist anymore.
I know, if you're on Boomerang, maybe, like, if you check it out once in a while, but I don't think there's anyone
I can just see him in his office, like, hey, you know what kids like? The Flintstones.
Yeah, I know, you could definitely see it, too. He's like, oh, that Mighty Mouse character. And everyone's like, oh my god, I can't say anything. That's definitely how it goes. I know it.
Mm.
Like, oh my god, he probably thinks there's three channels on his television. That's ridiculous. It's insanity. All right, yeah. The Saturday morning wrestling. Oh my god. Yeah, so we get to back to the main event. Oh, it's beautiful. They did it so well. Kevin Owens absolutely destroys Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn gets very little to no offense in the end. Long, good match. He makes a comeback. Yeah, he does make a little comeback real quick. But then Kevin Owens shuts it down, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah.
It was a quick comeback. Nice Swanton, or Senton, whatever you want to call it, by Kevin Owens, right to the back of the head. Sami Zayn's knee hit Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens ends up, I think it was like playing off like a concussion, I think it was. But Kevin Owens kept bringing it to Sami Zayn. He could not stand. The match ended up getting called off. I thought Sami Zayn held the title at that point still. But I was wrong. They gave the title to Owens.
Which I was happy about.
No pin. Brutal beatdown. I love it.
Second match?
Third, right?
Third. Yeah, third.
Yeah, he faced CJ Parker. Then he faced Adrian Neville. And now he faced Sami Zayn. It was awesome. It was so good. There might have been one more match. I'm not sure, though. Yeah, so what a great way to end the show. Just a brutal
beatdown of Sami Zayn. It was awesome. I loved it. What a way to end the show. Just something you did not see coming. No matter what they do. Like, I didn't even think Kevin Owens was going to win the title. I thought there was going to be some, like, way that, you know, someone would come out or something like that, cost Kevin Owens the match or something like that, or something like that, you know. I figured something what WWE would normally do. But what WWE doesn't normally do is bring in someone that's new, brand new. Kevin
won that quick.
No big name behind him. I mean, Kevin Steen's a pretty big name.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's pretty big.
I feel like he's getting very over, though, with the backstage because he's bringing in a lot of independent wrestling fans with him, which because his merchandise is selling really well.
I mean, he's a good wrestler, and he has a lot of charisma.
Yeah, he's really, really good. He's such a good technician in the ring. Yeah, really, his mic skills. It works. I love it. So, yeah, that was NXT TakeOver. I gave it a 9 out of 10. First hour was meh. Second hour was wicked good.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared to a WWE pay-per-view, I would say looking at the Royal Rumble in comparison to TakeOver Rival is not something you can definitely do. Looking at Rumble to TakeOver, it's not something you can do, in my opinion. But in the end, overall enjoyment, I would give NXT 100% better because they had me on the seat. And that's not something they did with the Royal Rumble. They did with a couple moments. You know, the Lesnar's Triple H, Lesnar Rollins Cena match was pretty good. And the Royal Rumble had some good spots. Bubba Ray Dudley. Yeah, those had me off my seat. But just NXT is like, wow, they can still make a good show. Like Finn Balor's entrance just is like so cool. And it's just like, oh my God, they need to do that more. But they need to do that less so they can keep it as cool. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want more. Whereas with the Royal Rumble, I was less than satisfied at the end.
No. You weren't alone.
Exactly. I definitely was not alone. There's millions of people out there that are very, very upset with the outcome of this with the Royal Rumble.
And I think a lot of people will agree with you about NXT being handled better.
It's because Triple H, hands down. Triple H is doing a good job. He's letting them have a little creative control with their own character. And he's saying, you know what, do what you think you can do. But, you know, here's what I want you to do at the same time. But kind of bring your own style into it, which is really cool. Because in WWE, prime example, Alberto Del Rio is an awful wrestler. I think you can agree, Matt.
Yeah, I didn't like him.
But he's really good. He's in Lucha Underground right now. But WWE really, Vince McMahon limited his wrestling set.
Yeah.
If you get him in some, like, Lucha-style situations, he's a really good wrestler. I've seen him do some matches, some MMA stuff, some Brock Lesnar-type matches. He can put out some good matches. I've seen potential in him before, like the Hell in a Cell match with Punk and Cena. It was wicked good because Del Rio showed that little extra oomph. But he was very, very limited on Monday Night Raw pay-per-views. What the hell was that?
I don't know. Did someone fart?
Oh, jeez. All
right.
No, but anyway. Yeah, what you were saying, I think especially what Triple H does with, like, his controller NXT is a good idea because I mean a lot of like creative producers, even drawing a parallel to something like Marvel Studios, for example, what they do with their directors is they give them like an end and this like a few key points they have to hit, and it's like, okay, you figure out how to get there. So I think it's a good plan because the way they set it up, especially what you're talking about with Triple H, is it makes it more dynamic and diverse.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's like we're gonna give you the shell of this story, but I want you to fill it.
Exactly.
And that's a really, really good statement right there. It's bottom line what NXT is doing is really summing it up. We're gonna do the shell, you fill it. It's awesome. It really does a good job developing a good WWE superstar, giving them that responsibility to kind of bend and twist their own character. Any other comments? What time are we looking at right now?
We are about at the 42 minute mark.
That's not bad.
I got 18 minutes to talk to you guys about whatever I want, huh? Seth Rollins. Go. All
right. Well,
do you think you should be punished? That's the question.
No.
Vince McMahon would disagree.
It is not because we love Rollins. It is because it was unfair. It was not his fault.
Definitely wasn't his fault. Vince McMahon said Seth Rollins should be punished, though. And I don't know why, because it had nothing to do with him. It did have a lot to do with him, more than
people would like it to be.
With them.
But I mean, yeah, like, but it's not like he was the one who did it. Someone obviously hacked on it.
Yeah, it's not like he posted his own.
I mean, yeah. He was on Raw. It's not like I doubt he found out that it happened until like halfway through the show.
I know.
Imagine that. Who would tell him that? Like,
I know. Imagine your
boss. Yeah, somebody. Your yeah, really. Yeah,
somebody. Like right before you're about to go out there, up oh, someone. Something's on the internet. Go look. And he'll be like, "What? Like nothing. Just go look and kill your vibe for the whole show."
Yeah. How long did Ziggler have the title? Hashtag longer than Rollins.
Hashtag longer than Rollins. How long did Jack Swagger have the Money in the Bank briefcase? Hashtag longer than Rollins.
Let's just do this for the next 18 minutes.
Someone come up with another one. Matt?
Oh, God. I don't know.
How long was Santino Morel in the Royal Rumble? Hashtag longer. Matt, come on. You got to have one.
I got to think of one. Hold on. Now, I'm on the spot, and I don't like this. I'll think of one.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's tough, I know.
How long does it take for Matt to think of one? Hashtag longer than Rollins.
Longer than Rollins. LMAO. That was so funny. I loved it. But yeah, poor guy.
I know.
Poor guy. But yeah, he released a public apology, saying it wasn't good, apologizing to family and friends. I don't expect a punishment. But I don't expect something so drastic like you're not going to win the world title. As much as that is what I've heard, I could see getting.
You don't think he's going to get fired, do you?
No. I could see a fine, maybe. But the WWE states that if someone does something like that, they're subject to get fired, though, which is actually kind of was scary at first.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you look deeper into it, is it just if they do it themselves, or is it encompassing
There's really nothing to prove that he sent those pictures from what, you know, it's really weird, even though you know he sent it, you can't prove it. It's like in a court where you don't have enough evidence, but you know someone killed someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know it, but you don't have enough evidence. Because she could have taken that from Seth Rollins' phone and posted it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's no proof that he distributed it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the issue, because it's his fiance that leaked it. I don't know why she did that either. That's messed up. That is messed up. I'm gonna kill my husband's career real quick. She hadn't tweeted since 2013 either, and that's what she came up with. I'd be like, are you serious? Are you serious? That's what you had to tweet for 2 years?
God.
Yeah, I would have been pretty upset.
Real quick, looking at WWE quarter financials, some boring stuff. WWE did a little better than they did last year. Pay-per-views went down 62%. A lot of numbers. WWE went up. WWE Network subscribers over a million, of course. Social media went up a significant amount, because if they don't push that enough, you don't have ears.
Aren't they the most followed professional sports account on Twitter now? Is that what it was? Something like that.
I don't know. They always give you their fun fact of the week. Like, we were the number one this show that's never watched or something like that. They, like, manipulated in their own words to make it sound really, really cool. Quick SmackDown preview tonight. We got the Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan face-to-face, but they will be running a gauntlet match. Bray Wyatt's in action, and I believe Dean Ambrose is in action. Is that right?
And real quick, this isn't – we're not going to go into spoiler territory. Like, I don't think we should on the show at all, like, talking about, like, leaks for Raw or anything like that. But SmackDown. But,
we're not going to be the people that are going to spoil what's going on, but we'd like to tell you, you know, this person's going to be on. Maybe get you a little excited.
Yeah. And I'm not going to say what it is, but the thing that happens on SmackDown tonight, I didn't care, like, any
less. Oh, my God. Yeah, watch SmackDown tonight at the end. If you haven't heard what's going on, you're going to be just as upset as all of us.
Tweet us. Tell us that we're right. You're going to be very disappointed.
Please, if you watch us, tweet us, tell us we're right, because we were right. A couple other things. Follow at WWE Supercard, at WWE_Supercard on Twitter, at WWE Fan Forum, a couple of our sponsors. Thank you for the recent increase in followers. We love following you guys. We love having a lot of fans. We love following our fans, talking to them, retweeting to them, favoring them. Get a lot of group messages asking us, our DMs on Twitter, just talking to us about what's going on.
We're currently at 241 followers. I say goal for next episode should be around 350.
350, 400, definitely, without a doubt.
Yeah. Well, all right.
That's my goal. That's my personal goal. It's my stretch goal, as I tell me. You have a goal, and then there's your stretch goal. Yeah, so that was cool. To the person who DM'd me, do you like Roman Reigns? No. And that's how I'm going to end my show tonight, our show tonight. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Also, Matt, would you want to plug the thing you tweeted about that we're going to have a giveaway coming up?
We're going to have a giveaway coming up. I don't know what it's going to be yet, but we're trying to get you guys more involved. And when we get some more involved fans, we want to do a giveaway as soon as possible. Maybe like a WWE t-shirt. Don't expect tickets. We're not going to hand out tickets. But
if we can afford tickets, we'd buy them for ourselves.
We'll give away WrestleMania 31 tickets.
Front row, all access.
Yeah, but I'd probably say look out for the giveaway around WrestleMania.
Post WrestleMania, WrestleMania time. That's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. So yeah, talk it up, spread the word. The show's 2 weeks old. We're getting pretty popular pretty fast, and we'd like to be one of the bigger wrestling podcasts out there. Check us out on iTunes. Check us out on Podomatic.
At wrestling, search Wrestling Enthusiasts on iTunes and Podomatic. That is PODOMATIC.com. You can get a download there or off of iTunes. Subscribe there. Find us on Twitter at Wrestling Dudes. One word.
A hearty congratulations to Kevin Owens, the new NXT champion. And a heartfelt apology for Seth Rollins for all you've been going through this week.
We're here for you.
Enjoy buddy. SmackDown. Is Fastlane this Sunday?
No, next Sunday.
I think it's next Sunday. Same as the Oscars.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had some stiff competition. Mm-hmm. Anything else, Matt? Christian?
I'm good. Thanks for listening, guys. If you like us, spread the word. Follow us and everything. Get in the conversation. Tweet at us. We'll respond to all of you. So that's it.
Cool. Have a good night, guys.